the next coach of the Los Angeles Rams will be? Stan Kroenke is worth $12 billion. So he's got plenty of money. He can pay anybody he wants.
Yeah, I was reading the headlines that were saying, you know, it's like very coveted job, and like John Gruden would even listen.
Oh, God. Why do we think John Gruden's like a good coach anymore? Why do we think this?
I think it's easy to think why he's a good coach. I mean, you could see him break down plays with quarterbacks every day, and he obviously knows what he's talking about. But I think
he knows the game. It'd be interesting, though. He's like so positive about everybody, like on TV, like going to the locker room and close the door.
To be fair, Tony, I think if you put any coach in that booth, they could describe everything John Gruden is.
I don't think you would see Bill Belichick do it so eloquently.
And he knows it. Gruden does it eloquently, but to say, you know, because he can work with a quarterback well, I don't think that just makes him like a good coach.
Belichick is a broadcaster. Well, he'd be doing the New England game last week, and he said, "So what do you think of Brady tonight? Next week we're in Cincinnati."
Yeah. It gives him a chance. It doesn't make him a bad coach.
Yeah, I don't.
He's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
a lot of guys have won Super Bowls.
A lot of guys haven't.
Not Jeff Fisher.
No, not Jeff Fisher.
What about Jim Moore?
And a lot of guys. And I think when you say a lot of guys, that's an erroneous statement on your part, actually. Because you want to know how many coaches there have been in the history of the NFL and how many have actually won a Super Bowl?
Well, I wasn't saying a lot. There's just been a bunch of coaches.
You said a lot. Yes. So what is it, a lot or not?
Well, a lot of coaches, not more than – there's a million coaches in the NFL history. I understand that.
Right.
There's been a bunch of coaches that have won Super Bowls, right?
So your statement makes no sense.
My statement makes sense in that John Gruden, because he can analyze a Monday Night Football.
No, you said a lot of coaches. No, you said a lot of coaches have won the Super Bowl. That's an erroneous statement.
Should Brian Billick be the head coach of the Los Angeles Rams?
I'm going back to the number of coaches that have won the Super Bowl. Isn't it erroneous?
It is a erroneous statement that – I didn't say the majority. I said a lot. And there's I'll take a lot.
You
from
said
a
many.
Bunch. I said a bunch. A bunch of coaches have won Super Bowls. That's true.
Okay.
That's true. It's a true statement. But just because you won a Super Bowl,
what you said.
Just because you won a Super Bowl doesn't make you just this unbelievable coach.
It means you can have a job as opposed to 28 coaches in the NFL that have never won a Super Bowl.
Why has Brian Billick never gotten another job?
Because Brian Billick has some off the field issues and nobody gets along with him.
Why do you think? But he's won a Super Bowl though. He's won a Super Bowl.
I know, but the owners, you know, they have the whole world to choose from. If they don't want to get along with a guy, they don't want to put him there. John Gruden, I don't think, has that problem.
I agree with that, but I think John Gruden was fired from Tampa Bay for a reason. 10 years ago.
Oh, those owners in Tampa Bay have fired a lot of coaches.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Happy with anyone.
I very much agree with that. But I think that
they fired Tony Dungy, the greatest guy in the world.
Tony Dungy is the reason John Gruden won that Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Tony Dungy's team.
It is Tony Dungy's team.
It's his team. He wasn't the GM.
It was his defense.
His defense. They had to get him the hell out of there to win a Super Bowl.
But then he goes to Indy, and then they win the Super Bowl.
And they had the best quarterback, arguably, of all the history of. And he was such a good defensive coach. Their defense was terrible.
Jim Mora couldn't win. Jim Mora could not win a Super Bowl with that team.
Yeah, I'm not a big Jim Mora fan.
That's fine. That's fine.
Senior or junior.
You?
Mike Ditka won a Super Bowl. He got fired from New Orleans very quickly.
Yeah, a lot.
Jimmy Johnson won a Super Bowl. He got fired from Miami. No problem. Just because you win a Super Bowl doesn't make you the
Jimmy Johnson
great coach.
Get fired?
Miami, sure.
Everybody gets fired.
Everybody eventually gets fired. Eventually,
yeah,
because you know they fall off at some point. Tom Landry got fired.
Well, I'm naming guys with their second team, right? For the most
part.
What
I'm saying, yeah. but if you're talking about the situation with the Rams, why not Jim Mora?
Jim Mora or Jim Mora Jr.?
Jim Mora Jr., not his pops.
I don't know.
Successful in UCLA.
What did he do in the NFL, though?
Struggled.
Yeah, he said, but he deserved. I mean, what did Pete Carroll do his first shot?
And second shot.
Bill
Belichick.
Yeah, Bill Belichick, his first shot.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. To me, I think you do.
The Rams need an offensive-minded head coach. That's what they need. They do not need a defensive-minded head coach.
You know what? They need an offensive-minded head coach, and someone's going to bring some discipline in there, I think. Someone that's not going to put up with the crap Jeff Fisher did, basically.
It's going to be Jim Harbaugh if he can get out of Michigan.
I agree. I think Jim Harbaugh is definitely the number one choice, for sure, Tony. I totally agree with that. That if they can get Harbaugh out of Michigan, he's the number one choice. He's everything you want. He's an offensive mind. He's a disciplinarian. He's perfect.
And he wants to stick it to the 49ers.
Right. So that's why it's in L.A. They'll pay him a bajillion dollars. I completely agree it's Harbaugh if they can get him. Do you think they can get him?
I don't know what the contract situation. I mean, that's a quick turnaround, but I'm sure he knew he wanted to get out and coach the pro level. It seems like those two guys both do. So I'm sure he put something in the contract where they have an out.
Okay. If it's not Harbaugh, if he doesn't leave, we named guys yesterday. We named Josh McDaniels, who I think was briefly the Rams offensive coordinator before he went back to New England. Kyle Shanahan, we mentioned. But those guys, I mean, they're great. It could be great. They could be great head coaches. I think L.A. is going to make a bigger splash because it's L.A., it's Kroenke. I think it's a bigger splash here.
I wonder if they would go after Pete Carroll or Bill Belichick.
What about like going after like Nick Saban? Will they do that?
It's no reason to go down that road.
I'm just throwing that out there.
That's a good, you know what? It's crazy. As crazy as it sounds, right? If he wants a shot, what else is he going to do? I mean, he keeps winning every year in college. Does he want to go back and try it again?
With a billionaire owner behind him, maybe?
Yeah.
Not Stephen Ross wasn't a billionaire owner, but you know. We'll think about this. We'll think about
this. The quarterback situation's going to scare away some guys, I think.
Yeah, but it was interesting because some people think the quarterback situation will make them interested if you can think you could salvage Jared Goff. That's the question. Let's take a break.
What about, about Daryl Bevel?
I don't think Daryl Bevel is high profile enough for the job.
Okay.
I think they need someone high profile. I really do. I don't know who it is. Like I said, I guess McDaniels has that relationship with Belichick that you could make it. Kyle Shanahan, I think he's going to get a job this year. I think Sean McDermott could get a job this year. I think Terrell Austin could get jobs this year. I don't see any of these guys going to L.A.
One thing I think Bevel has the Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo. You know what I'm saying? Working with those guys. You've seen in development right there. He's the guy that can look like he can develop a young quarterback.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So none of you guys have Greg Williams as the guy.
They didn't give him the interim job. They went to John Fossil.
Headhunter.
Nobody wants to really fool with Greg Williams.
What if they get Sean Payton out of New Orleans?
That would be something.
That can be done, I think.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think it's out of the question that a guy that has a job now, like I mentioned Belichick, Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, like the Rams try to go and do this.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that's definitely something that could happen. Go out and get somebody that has a job. Not Belichick necessarily, because I don't think Belichick's going anywhere. But somebody else that may not be happy, I could see that. I could see that. We saw it last year with... in the NBA with the Kings, Tony, right? Dave Yeager was employed by the Grizzlies.
Yeah, in the whole Carroll thing, right? He USC, Seattle just upped him again. I wonder if he would get out of there. And Belichick, too, where he's won so much in New England, what would be better than trying to take another franchise and make it work?
Staying with Tom Brady, probably.
That helps.
It makes it easier, but can you imagine? Look at the election.
I gotta get one.
Did, right?
I gotta
get.
You know what could be better for Belichick? Finishing with Brady, watching him retire, and then taking some other quarterback and making him great, and showing he can even do it without Brady.
I got it. I got the next coach of the Rams, Rex Ryan.
Oh boy.
There you go. What about his brother?
That's interesting.
The Ryan combo. Put them together.
What has Rob Ryan ever done to be earned our head coaching job?
One more time.
He's going to, who's going to run? He's going to have to hire somebody to run that offense.
I'm just kidding. It's not going to be Rex Ryan.
Well, why not, though? That's a splash.
That's a splash. But they, Tony, you know.
A media splash.
You know
what's
interesting?
Going to do on the field?
So I disagreed a moment ago with you about Gruden, but this is the job. I don't like Gruden, I think, as a head coach. Like, I wouldn't want him to coach my team, but I could see LA going out to reach after a John Gruden,
after
a Bill Cowher. Yeah.
Bill Cowher is interesting to me because but it's been so long.
Yeah, same with Gruden, though. It's been a long time.
I just wonder if those guys want... Yeah, but at least it seems like Gruden does things where he works with football players.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what Bill Cowher has been doing at all.
Besides every Sunday, right?
Yeah, besides every Sunday, and he attends his daughter's sports. He has daughters that are that do very well in sports, and he goes to their games. I have no idea if he does anything with football.
Right, so I
guess...
Maybe
Joe Madden.
Joe Madden.
You know what?
Joe Madden's gonna leave the Cubs.
But honestly speaking, though, why not, though? Why not?
You
know what I'm saying?
Football.
The president is Donald Trump. You feel what I'm saying? Why not just be like, you know what? Phil Jackson. You want,
do. Forget
you
that.
Want the Rams job?
Forget
you know,
that.
You know, Gruden would actually.
Forget that. Let's just hold an American Idol style contest for next coach of the Los Angeles Rams. Everybody can participate. The best. You know what? Let's have a fantasy football. Let's have a DFS thing. But best team to put together. We'll make the coach.
That's a head coach.
I can see that. The American Idol thing. You get fantasy guys. Next coach. Of the Rams, Mike Clay.
Oh boy! But what I'm saying
can you
imagine
is the halftime speeches.
Oh god!
it'd be like Belichick again.
But honestly speaking, though, but why not though? Does the coach have to be an X and O guy, or can he be like a commander,
a motivator,
a leader, right. a general, well, and have X and O guys around him?
All you got to do is just hire the best guys around you, like guys that like I don't know, maybe you're best friends with your biggest rival. Let's say. Right, that makes sense.
Yeah, bring Michael Irvin out of the booth and let him coach.
Well, you just hire a guy that doesn't really know what he's doing. You put some. He says he's gonna, I don't know, get rid of all the pieces that have just been there for too long.
Yeah,
that
drain the swamp.
you're gonna let's say drain the swamp.
What about if you just throw in the head coach for the Los Angeles Rams, like get an actor, right? Guys
right.
that played for
Hollywood guys.
Al Pacino. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Right? That's
yeah,
a good
Al Pacino
one.
In yeah. there. Yeah. yeah.
Denzel Washington.
Wonder, yeah.
Another good
you ever
one.
Wonder about
yeah.
when Coach head Boone. Coaches on the sideline. they don't actually.
Gene Hackman. Isn't Gene Hackman in there?
Look at that.
Oh, Gene Hackman. He's motivational. He would get it done.
Matthew yeah. McConaughey.
What about head coaches that don't wear headsets? Do you ever wonder what they're doing during the game?
Who doesn't wear headsets? What coaches don't wear headsets?
I don't know if Pete Carroll hardly wears his headset.
That's not true.
Yeah, he does.
He takes a headset. Absolutely.
Carroll takes it off a lot.
Well, Carroll just gets angry and like cheers those guys on. He throws his headset off and puts it around his neck.
Yeah, but he doesn't realize it's been like 10 minutes since he's had one.
That's possible.
Yeah.
That's possible. That's possible. Let's take a break, guys.
Barack Obama.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be a nice president.
He's available.
Yeah, he'll be looking for work. You know what I'm saying?
No, he's the commissioner.
Can you imagine the post-game interviews?
We made him
coach of the Rams.
We made him commissioner of the NFL already.
Oh, he's already commissioned. He's taking Roger Goodell.
Maybe Roger Goodell can be the coach.
No.
No? It doesn't work for you?
How about Nando DeFino?
Why do we name job our own employees? You won't put him on the Hall of Fame hour. Now you want him to name job the coach of the Rams.
No, he would. It's like, you know, he'd give all the guys jobs. Guys like, you know, all the players who are on the cusp or off the street would get jobs.
And then they would lose again.
Yeah.